Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You find him on the Inside Shot on Substack. He is, of course, Locked On Cavs as well. His name is Danny Cunningham, and he joins us here on 92.3. What's up, Danny? How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
We're good. We are trying to find a way to honor Red Panda, and I imagine you being the big NBA guy you are, you're a Red Panda fan. Jake was telling us about how the time he got to play Hungry Hungry Hippos at one of the breaks at a Cavs game. He came in second place to two people that, as far as he tells, were in just as good a shape as him, but I don't know about that.
Oh, probably better shape than me.
Do we have video of this? Like, I would love to be able to watch that and dissect that film if possible.
So he showed me video in between the break. So it went very mega viral at the time. It was like 3 years ago. It was on ESPN. It made SportsCenter and everything. And the caption is like, of course in Ohio they play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I'm going to need Jake to text me that video when we are done with this segment.
I can do that, Danny. I can figure that out. You can see like the side of my head pop in for about 6 seconds, or like 0.6 seconds.
I can't wait to find out what it looks like.
Yeah, that side was working, though, Danny. It was working. All right, we've been working on LeBron James theories. Windhorst earlier today making the suggestion that, how do you phrase it? The door is unlocked now?
Yeah, it's not open. It's not open. Unlocked.
It's just unlocked. The door is unlocked in regards to a LeBron trade. And then you have the Kurt Heelan report that the Cavs are not that interested in LeBron James. What do you make of that report that the Cavs would not be that interested in LeBron, even if the door is unlocked?
I think that report is that it would cost a lot for an uncertain future of LeBron James. If this were happening 3 or 4 years ago, and let's just pretend that the Cavs as constructed now were the same thing 3 or 4 years ago, where they were really, really good, even though they weren't at this level that time ago. But because LeBron is in his 40s, like, this is such an uncertain future that whatever team, if there is a team that makes a trade for him, they're getting an uncertain version of LeBron, because what he's done has been unprecedented for somebody of his age, for somebody that has played as many games as him. Like, if he stays healthy this year, he's going to become the NBA's all-time leader in games played. And he's still playing at an all-NBA level, which is obviously not something that we have ever seen before. But you don't know how long that is going to last. And for the Cavs to make a move like this, because they're in the second apron, it would be a hefty price. And is that hefty price worth it if you're getting this version of LeBron for 2 or 3 years, so you get multiple cracks at it in the postseason? Probably. Is it worth it for 1 year of LeBron, when we also do know that when big things like this happen, they do often take time to work themselves out? It's not often an instant thing where you go into it and it's like, okay, we are going to win the championship this year right now. So I do think that if it's a one-year thing, I'm just not so sure that it would be worth it from a Cavs perspective. That said, if he finds a way to get bought out of his contract from the Los Angeles Lakers, that is when I think, yes, that is, it makes the most sense, because you don't have to give up anything. And I don't know that LeBron would want to play on the minimum, but that is kind of the avenue that I see for him being on the Cavs this upcoming season, if that happens.
Danny, obviously it takes two to tango, so the Cavs would have to want LeBron. LeBron would want to have to be here. Now, the picture obviously is circulating on social media today, him golfing in Ohio, wearing a hat that says welcome home. Is this LeBron basically trolling everybody, just knowing that this is going to pick up traction, or is this something you put any stock into?
I think that he was playing at a course that is very close to a lot of things that he has in the Akron area with House 330 in the I Promise School, that the course he played, which, as Jonathan knows, is one that I frequent, and I actually, believe or not, was invited to play there this morning by a relative of mine who texted me at roughly 8:15 and said, "You're not going to believe this. LeBron James is in the group in front of me at this course." And I, of course, did not believe it until I got photo evidence. I thought he was just pulling my leg because I said, "Hey, I can't golf today." But
wait, what was standing in the way of LeBron James? Like, your job is basketball, right? Like, just go over there and be like, "I'm doing basketball things."
Do you think had I known LeBron James was going to be golfing there, I would have turned down the invitation?
No.
Turned down the invitation.
But once
was an invitation from days ago.
Oh no! But once you got the text, like, LeBron is here. So you turned it down days prior. And then you still got the text this morning. Once you got the text this morning, that's when you got to get in the car and just go. And then, I don't know, maybe you play as a five-some in back of LeBron. But, like, I can't live with that. That's like all these Taylor Swift fans right now that are living with the reality that they could have gone to JoJo's restaurant yesterday and seen Taylor Swift. But, like, hey, plans happen.
For as disappointed as I am any time I have to turn down a round of golf, I don't think I've ever been as disappointed when I found out about that.
Your life motto. You yell at me all the time for turning down rounds of golf. Your life motto is always go play the round of golf. Like, how is this existing right now? This is blowing my mind. Of all the people.
Because I played five straight days over the weekend, and I'm playing tomorrow. That's why I needed to take 2 days off.
And you miss a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I can't believe it. Would you have hit into LeBron so you could have, like, a moment, man, not hit into him, because obviously that's bad. That's bad etiquette. But how would you? He was in the group in front of your family member.
Yes. So essentially, what I think would have been the right play there, and I do think this happened because I don't think that there were three other guys with him. I do think that at some point they played through, and that I think would have been the proper move. Just
that,
like,
would have been
playing a little fast.
Imagine piping one right in front of LeBron.
Play through here on this par three or something, hit the green, like, that would have been the
you
move.
You hit one 320 in front of LeBron. LeBron turns and says, "Wow, nice shot." That's your life. Life made. Like, that's the best moment you're ever going to have. Like, that's it. You could die happy at that point. I mean, now, also, other story on this. You shank one in front of LeBron.
Complete opposite. Holy opposite.
You just got to envision the time that you got a chance to hit in front of LeBron, and LeBron just made funny behind your back. I mean,
I imagine there would have been a lot of jitters on that tee box playing through a group that has LeBron James in it.
Oh, man. That would have been, like, that's an all-time story right there. And so I'm not going to keep repeating it because you know this already. You've lived this in your head all morning long, that reality. You know, it would have killed me, though, if I found out that LeBron, like, was not a fast, didn't play fast. You know, Danny, I don't care if you're good, if you're bad. Just get in the hurry-up offense when you're on the golf course.
So I do think he's a little newer to the game. So I do understand that. Like, I think he's in the process, if I had to guess, of picking the game of golf up. I don't know how fast or slow he played. I don't have much more information that I can share as far as how his round actually went as of right now.
All right, let me ask you this, though. So if it's not the Cavs, and it sounds like, unless there's a buyout, you don't think it's going to be likely that it'll be the Cavs. Is there a chance that it's another team, or do you feel like the Lakers are just always destined to have LeBron until he retires?
I wouldn't say that they're destined to have LeBron until he retires, but I think the chance of him getting traded are very low this year. And then he will be a free agent next year because he opted in this contract. He obviously did not extend his contract with the Lakers, so he will hit free agency next year. And I think when next year rolls around, that is when you can't rule anything out. It could be the Cavs maybe next year. I don't know what things are going to look like in Cleveland. I don't know what things are going to look like anywhere, because this league changes, I think, more frequently and quicker than any other professional sports league. So I wouldn't say that he is destined to finish his career in Los Angeles the way I would have probably 2 or 3 years ago. But I also can't necessarily predict the future there. But I think when he becomes a free agent next summer, that's sort of when it becomes all bets are off.
Danny, if he goes somewhere else and it ends up being in the East, how much should the Cavs be paying attention to that and be worried about that being reality that, you know, if he wants to go and, say, join the Knicks, if they want to try to figure that out somehow, that your direct competition next year is LeBron James?
So I think it would be very awkward. It would be very weird. And truthfully, just from like a selfish standpoint, I would prefer if LeBron stayed in Los Angeles or came to Cleveland, or even, I guess, to a different extent, goes back to Miami. Because what do we see on the internet all the time? We see those photos of stars that are past their prime wearing very strange.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Jerseys, right? Like, there's the one of Hakeem and Patrick Ewing in Orlando and Toronto jerseys playing against each other. It's like, that can't be real. I think LeBron should be above that. Like, I think that he should. He's played for three teams, which is fine. I think playing for a different team at the end of his career would be something that I really hope that he can avoid. So I do hope that that's a situation that we don't have to think about.
Ty Jerome says he wasn't given the option to return to the Cavs. Did the Cavs just overreact to his playoff performance?
I don't know if that's it entirely. I do think the playoff performance did bring his market down, certainly from what everybody anticipated it being. I think it probably did cost him about $5 million a year, the fact that he was unplayable in the second round for the most part against the Indiana Pacers. I don't know if it is Ty's playoff performance in particular or the way the rest of the playoffs went, not necessarily for the Cavs, but like the NBA as a whole, because I do think the Cavs have put together a very clear strategy that Kobe Altman has tried to implement this offseason, where they have lost two players from the roster in Isaac Okoro and Ty Jerome, two guys who were one-way players. Ty was a very good offensive player, but he was not a good defender whatsoever. And, of course, we know Isaac Okoro, very good defender, but somebody that opposing teams just had no interest in guarding during the postseason. And the Cavs have replaced those guys with two guys in Lonzo Ball and Larry Nance. And, of course, the big if here is health for both of those guys. But two guys that can play on both ends of the floor and are much, much, much more conducive to having a postseason rotation because they cannot be played off the floor. If you look at Oklahoma City, if you look at Indiana, they don't have guys, for the most part, that are one-way players. And I do think there's room for some one-way player ability, but I think it needs to be more so at the star level than at the role player level. And I think that's part of the thinking with Ty Jerome. And I also think the Cavs knew that Ty probably wanted to play a little bit more than he did this past year. He played less than 20 minutes a game, and I don't think the Cavs could offer him that even before the Lonzo Ball trade.
So obviously the flip is that as they go and they get and pay Sam Merrill $9.5 million a year, in your eyes, is Sam that two-way player? Has he done enough on the defensive end to become that?
The Cavs certainly think so. I think that the Cavs might think Sam Merrill is a little bit of a defender than I think Sam Merrill is, but I do think Sam Merrill is a good defender. He's not somebody that I look at and say, well, yes, he is going to be targeted defensively for, I think, obvious reasons. But I do think that he's a defender that has held up relatively well in those settings. I don't think that he's some minus on that end of the floor. I think that he's good enough. He knows where to be. He moves his feet. He does a lot of really good things defensively that you can point to and say, yes, that guy can play in the later rounds of the playoffs. Not to say he's completely matchup proof, but he is much more matchup proof than a Ty Jerome is.
How badly did the Knicks screw up this coaching search and process to end up with Mike Brown?
I mean, this just reeks of James Dolan, doesn't it? Like, I like Mike Brown. Mike Brown is a good coach. This is nothing against Mike Brown. But if you're going to fire Tom Thibodeau, you have to have a plan. And I think that they very clearly did not have a plan when they did this. I've not checked in on that situation since it became clear that Johnny Bryant was not going to be part of that search, because that is kind of how it pertains to my job, was are the Cavs going to lose another assistant coach? And I think it became pretty clear in the process that was not going to be the case. They wanted to go with somebody that is a little bit more experienced, which I do understand, having somebody that has prior head coaching experience in Mike Brown and even James Borrego, who I believe was the other finalist. But, man, I just think that there's not that much difference between Tom Thibodeau and Mike Brown. Like, Mike Brown, I think, a little more jovial, but both are defense-first guys. Both are guys that have put together some good offenses in the past, but both are also guys that have kind of gotten to the same point and stuck in the playoffs, right? Like, Mike Brown, while he's had some success as an assistant in Golden State, he hasn't necessarily done that stuff as a head coach. Tom Thibodeau had a lot of success as an assistant in Boston way back in the day, but he's gotten to kind of the same point every year as a head coach. And I just think that this is, you know, it's a different face and things will look different. He'll play more guys. I promise you 8 guys are going to play regularly for the Knicks next year as opposed to 4 this past year, basically. But I just ultimately think the Knicks didn't really get better or worse by changing their coach.
All right, Danny, where are you playing the next couple days that kept you from LeBron?
I am at the Quarry tomorrow. Oh, one of my really good friends from college is getting married this weekend in Canton, and he has a group of – there's like 12 of us. I think there are 3 tee times tomorrow morning. So I'm doing that, and then I will, as you can imagine, find somewhere to play this weekend at a certain point.
All right. People love the Quarry, so hit them straight.
It's the best.
Enjoy it. Have a good time. I'll be at Sleepy Hollow on Friday, so if you happen to end up there, just give me a holler, okay?
I will let you know, but I wouldn't hold your breath.
Well, I wasn't planning on it, but I'm just letting you know where I'm playing. But the Quarry is awesome. People rave about it, and I've never gotten a chance to play there, but I'm sure – have you ever played there before?
Yes, I can't say I frequent it because it's an hour and 20 minutes away from me. But
that's it. It's just too long for me. Yeah.
If you like elevation changes in your golf course,
I'll hate it.
This is the place to go.
All right. Never playing there. Hate it. Can't stand it. All right. Thank you, Danny.
Appreciate you, Danny.
See you guys.
All right. Good stuff. Danny, obviously, in the inside shot there. Find him with his Substack. And, of course, he joins us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hate elevation changes. There's a lot of it in Northeast Ohio, so I can't complain too much. But if I know a course has elevation changes, I'll stay away for a little bit. I'll just hang out at Sleepy Hollow. That's cool for me. All right. We come on back. I want to hear from you guys. Did the Cavs overreact to Ty Jerome's playoff performance? 216-474 to below 92. We'll do it next. It's Jonathan Peterlin and Jake Volnick Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.